13% of all state servers crashed late last week. The incident put operations at the DMV and the Department of Taxation to a halt for days. Officials at VITA, the Virginia Information Technologies Agency, and Northrop Grumman, the private company that handles most of the state's day-to-day IT operations, have been working round the clock since the incident to get state computers back online. Governor Bob McDonnell says virtually all state computers are now functioning, but crews are still trying to recover data lost in the incident.
It is certainly possible that at the end of this exercise over the next couple days, that despite the best efforts of, frankly, the top computer companies in the world, that there'd be some data that's going to be lost, and then we'll go into Plan B, which is going to have to be rebuilding some of those files manually or, unfortunately, inconveniencing some citizens to come back in to redo the records.
Virginia renegotiated its contract with VITA in March, extending it by 3 years, and requiring the state to pay an additional $12 million annually, bringing their yearly fee to $242 million. To accommodate customers who have been waiting for days to obtain or renew licenses, the governor has ordered DMV to extend their hours over the next 2 weeks, and law enforcement officials have been instructed to waive penalties for recently suspended licenses over the next month. Northrop Grumman will be covering the cost of overtime for DMV workers. You can view the extended hours at www.dmv.state.va.us. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capital Square.